You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. You know, some people just don't seem to understand what I've been saying about that wonderful new kind of soap called Does. When I tell you Does does everything in your wash, I mean all three kinds of wash.
You mean it gets greasy work shirts clean?
Wonderfully clean.
And gets towels white?
Yes, dazzling white.
What? You don't mean I can use this same Does for my rayon slips and pretty colored washables, too?
Indeed I do. That's where Does does more for you than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Because it's so much safer for those rayons and things. In fact, with Does, their colors stay bright and wearable far longer. And you know, now's the time you want such clothes to last and last.
Yes, I guess it'll be hard to get any more like them in wartime.
Sure, that's why the extra color care Does gives you is so important right now.
Yes, but listen here. If this Does is so safe, won't that mean lots of scrubbing on extra dirty pieces?
No, ma'am, not with Does. You can forget all about hard scrubbing. Forget about boiling, too. Even for those greasy black work shirts. Why, you can't find a soap that gives you easier wash days than Does. And wait till you see how gleaming white Does gets your towels and linens. You've just never seen more snowy white washes than Does gives you.
Well, I declare, this Does is certainly news to me.
Say, you just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a brand new kind of granulated soap.
And you really mean that I can use this same soap for rayon slips and my husband's work shirts and everything in between?
That's right.
You mean Does is one soap for everything?
Yes, and when I say everything...
You mean everything. Well, believe me, I'm going to try Does today.
Well, just ask for D-U-Z, Does, and next wash day, let Does do it. And now the Goldbergs. The big event on the books is the hayride. And, of course, the young people at the Goldbergs are going to be present. This means Rosie and her boyfriend, Mikey Bloom, who is staying with the Goldbergs while he is on leave from the army. And, of course, Sammy, and this made the point of it, Emma. Emma is young enough and pretty enough to go on a hayride, but she has a curious position in the Goldberg house, having been brought up to Lastonbury by Uncle David and given a job by Molly. But Emma is treated as one of the family. And Sammy is the one member of the family who is both attracted and repelled by Emma's position. Something in the girl's character lures him on. And something in her evasiveness, her way of talking and acting, annoys and infuriates him. So when Molly at first suggested he take Emma, Sammy said no. Then, when Mikey suggested that he take Emma himself, Sammy invited her. And meanwhile, Molly has her own plans as to what the hayride will mean. Listen.
Hello? Hello, Mary? Mary Ford?
Mom, what do you want me to do with this dress?
Just a minute, Mary. That's not the dress, Rosalie. That's not the dress. I was disturbed. Just 1 minute, Mary. All right, Rosalie. You fix the sewing machine for me?
Mom. Did Mary Foote call you, or did you call her?
And if it was vice versa?
Well, I'm only asking.
Just a minute, Mary.
Well, I asked Mary what happens if it rains. No hayride, huh?
Rosalie, please, I'm on the telephone. 1 minute, Mary, please. Tell Emma to come down and take a fit. So go.
Why, Mom?
I'm conversing.
Well, is it so private?
Well, 1 minute, Mary.
I'm going.
Then go.
I'm going.
Do so.
All right.
Hello, Mary. Now I can talk. Mary, is your brother-in-law going to the hayride tonight? Huh? Well, you didn't meet Emma, huh? Well, I thought your brother-in-law is a widow, and Emma is also all alone in the world. Mary, she's a wonderful housekeeper and pretty. I don't have like a picture, like a doll. And I thought if he's going to the hayride, I'll tell my family to introduce them, and maybe. How can you predict when two people get together?
What two people are getting together?
All right, I don't say, Mary, but if it's probable, then it's possible, and if it's possible, two people can be happy.
Making a match already?
All right, Mary, do that. Call me back. All right. Bye.
What are you doing, Ma?
Rosalie, please. Please, that's not the dress.
Well, I don't know what dress you mean.
The blue one, Rosalie.
Ma, if Mary Foote's brother-in-law is looking for a
wife... If he meets somebody, he'll look.
Well, you don't have to look for him.
You don't think it would be wonderful for Emma? After all, he's nice-looking, he's comfortable, he's got quite a farm with 80 heads. And then if he's going on the hayride... So if I'll tell Sammy to introduce him to Emma... Oh, Sammy?
Yeah.
Where's Mikey?
He's on the porch.
Mama's busy trying to make a match, Sammy.
Yeah?
Emma and Mary Foote's brother-in-law.
All right, Rosalie, bring me down the blue dress.
All right,
Sammy, Mama. You'll help me with the machine, please?
But, Ma, I still think that you shouldn't interfere.
The blue dress, please?
All right, Ma.
Where do you want the machine, Ma?
Here, dear. Right over here, dear, please.
Ma, what was Rosie saying about Mary Foote's brother-in-law?
Only if he'll be on the hayride, Sammy. Introduce him to Emma, because...
Is this the dress you mean for me, Mrs. Goldberg?
Oh, no, not that one, Emma, not that one. Rosalie?
Yes?
I said the blue with the red little and the green purple things on it.
I can't find it.
I'm coming. Excuse me. It's in your closet, Rosalie. I think it's fine. It's never for fine.
Your mother's going to fix the dress for me. She wants me to look nice.
You look nice.
How do you know? Let me help you.
No, it's heavy.
Oh, I'm strong.
There.
Thank you for asking me to go on the hayride. I'll be very proud to go with you.
When it comes to finding something, nobody can locate it. 1, 2, 3. I threw an eye on Rosalie's closet and I found the dress. It's Emily, darling, the machine. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Here's an eggnog for Mikey. Take it out on the porch for me, yes, darling? Look at the dress I'm fixing for Emma, Sammy. Nice?
Yeah, very nice.
Go, dear, and tell Mikey to drink down the whole glass.
Swallow the whole thing, glass and all?
Yeah. I said wrong grammar, huh?
No, Mom.
I said wrong grammar.
How much tension you get around here, Mikey?
Emma, dear, take off your dress, darling, yes, and slip on this one so I can see what has to be did with it, yes, dear?
Take my dress off?
Yes, darling, that's all right. Nobody will see. The boys are on the side porch, dear. Just take it off, and I'll see to my machine. I'll see how my machine is running. I didn't use it in such a lengthy time already. Just take off your dress, dear.
Yeah.
Just take off. Billy boy, can you mind to bake a pie, sweetheart Billy? Da, da, da. Your waistline is even smaller than Rosalie's. Da, 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 da. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Would you comprehend it, Emma? I used to have a waistline 18 circumference.
Now what shall I do?
Oh, they just slipped out on the dress?
Yes.
All right, so let me see now. Let me see. Come here, dear. Come here, dear. I'll take out the sleeves first, see? I like short sleeves better than three-quarter sleeves. Where's my scissor? Where's my scissor? What are you doing, Rosalie?
Getting
Oh, all right, dear.
Yeah, the scissors.
Oh, thank you, Emma, dear. Stand, dear. Stand. Monsieur, you have very nice arms, Emma.
Thank you.
Stand, dear. White like marble. Stand, dear. Here's a bobby pin, darling. Put up your hair, Emma, dear. Yes, so I shouldn't cut your hair. I want to cut your neck first. You'll meet a lot of nice people on the hayride, Emma.
Yes, I know.
Meet everybody, Emma.
Yes, I would like to.
You like the country, Irma?
Oh, yes, very much.
You could settle down and live in the country, I mean, with cows and chickens and people. Kind, dear. You could, Irma?
Yes, of course.
Maybe. All right, dear. Disrobe yourself. Take off the dress now.
Yes.
And don't put on your dress back again. I want you to take another fit. I'll just fix the sleeves now.
It's all right.
Let me help you take it. Oh, your slip.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'll just sew in the sleeves. See, and then I'll give you another fit. Fine, Billy boy. Close the door, Sammy. It's nothing, Emma. Nothing, dear. It's nothing, darling. Charming to Billy. I'll take it. Sorry. Slip on your dress again, darling.
Yes.
Hello? Oh. Yes, Mary. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, one minute, dear. Emma. Upstairs in my room, you'll find a box of pins. Find them, yes, darling? Can you hoot to me when you find them, yes, dear, please? Mm. Upstairs. Yeah, upstairs, yes. 1 minute. Upstairs, Emma, dear.
Box of pins?
Yeah, box of pins. Yeah. Hello, Mary? Just 1 minute. I have to ask Samuel something. Just 1 minute, please. Close the door. Come in. One minute, Mary.
What, Ma?
Sammy.
Yeah.
Mary Foote spoke to her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he said that
no,
he...
Ma, don't start.
Why not, darling?
Well, because...
But if it's possible...
Ma, I asked Emma to the hayride, and I'm taking her.
And if we ever doubted which was stronger in Sammy, the attraction he felt toward Emma... or the contempt he had for her, we know now. And we wonder where it will lead him and her. Now, before you wash your next batch of dishes, just answer me this. Aren't you tired of those halfway soaps? I mean those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, forget such halfway soaps because here's good news. Yes, Dove is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Dove is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Dove has everything for dishes. Try it today, and let those amazing suds tell you how really different Dove is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, Sammy's friend Mikey tries to do him a good turn, but it doesn't turn out as he had planned. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.